gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, we are actually, you know what? Let me just start differently. Let me say, because we are recording, even though this is going to go out on Monday, we are recording this on Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, but especially to our mothers.
Yes. Hey, Mama.
and on top of Mother's Day, this weekend a lot of college graduations are happening. So, you know, it's like a double shot of goodness for all the mothers out there, because you got Mother's Day and your babies are graduating from college, and you know.
Shout out Jenny. Hey, Andrew.
My favorite video I saw yesterday was from South Carolina. The guy that plays Cocky, their mascot, graduated. And he graduates with the big old feet from the mascot feet. He wore them.
Aww.
In the and literally, when he came in, they called his name in. They started playing the theme song, and he goes down the aisle doing a little chant. And I mean, he always got his feet on, so you see the rest of his body.
Right.
Awesome. I was like, that's cool. That's really cool.
Because usually they tell them not to tell who under there.
Right, but we in 2022, so there's peek behind the curtain now.
I feel like they still tell them that, because I kept meeting the
they do
bear before the shark, and the bear, I was like, this bear keep being different sizes, because you know I always wanted to run up, take a picture with him. I was like, you keep being different heights.
This is true, because I got every picture you ever took with that bear, and they all a different size. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Mikey, Lord.
Rest in peace to Rebel. I think that actual bear is at another school now. Where did I can't remember what school it is, but we have shipped mascot to another school.
They sold it.
Yes. I heard this on the podcast. Yes,
That should have been kept for the archives.
Yes, deep in the archives, bless his heart.
No, I mean, like you said, it seemed like colleges would have a museum of like when they
could have put it in the Manning Center, where they got all them jerseys and stuff, and
yeah,
they could have put the little bear right there. R.I.P. Happy Mother's Day, happy graduation day. Speaking of mothers, I'm fixing to go out there to South Carolina in about Friday will be the day I ship out. Saturday and Sunday will be 24 hours of Nothing But Net, presented by Debbie Antonelli. So I've been talking about it on the podcast, and we've been, you know, kind of discussing it. But we've got a bunch of great guests lined up. We got Robin Roberts, Don Staley, Darius Rucker, all kind of big names, and I know it's escaping.
Ernest K.
Mike Krzyzewski will be on the broadcast. We got music.
Did Ernie make it?
Who?
Ernie
Johnson.
PNC.
Yes. Yes, Ernie Johnson will be on the broadcast.
Lord, I think I called him Ernie Smith. That's hilarious. Go ahead.
Hilarious. Kenny and Ernie together. Ernie and Kenny. Yeah. Well, that's how Bernie and Ernie and Kenny. So many big names. And all the Special Olympic athletes that we'll have on as well. Just their stories and just listening to their excitement about the World Games coming up in Orlando this summer. It's just It's a bunch of it's fun. It's fun to listen to. It's gonna be a good time. We got a lot of musical acts. Gonna have a bunch of stuff live. And Lord willing, Debbie keep shooting the free throws the way she's been shooting. She averaging 92 for her first three.
I don't think she listened to our podcast, but Debbie, stop being selfish. Let your ego go ahead and sit it down and let some other people share in the free throws. You get actually Don Staley, you could have got Ernie, all of them. Lord, I don't know if Ernie can shoot a free throw. Just shoot 100 free throws and record it.
We that those days are very quickly into the future. And I know her original goal, which is happening faster than she thought it would, was to raise $1 million. And we've got 415,000. So, you know, we're on our way. And once she raised $1 million, she was going to kind of spread the wealth and let other people shoot with her. But So, yeah, that may be coming quicker than we imagine.
Don't be selfish, David. Do the right thing.
But yes, so 24hoursmbn.com is where you can go to get more information and to donate. And if you want to follow along, it's at 24hoursmbn altogether on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. If you just search that, it'll bring you straight to those pages. 24hoursmbn.
And is there something that we can win? Like last time, the outdoor court thing in Atlanta.
Thank you. The sponsors this year are the same as last year. We have Dr. Dish is giving away a home edition shooting machine. And the Ears of Experience are coming with a four days, three nights with four hopper passes to Walt Disney World Resort. So that'll be sweet.
Okay.
In fact, I'm glad you said that because I need to see if Debbie can track down last year's winners because we're supposed to put the video out to prove that they actually was winners from last year.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you. Did you know? Not that I was gonna know a soul, but
I know somebody. I know somebody won it, but I don't know who it was. Gonna be all of that. It's gonna be a good time. We're raising money, and it's all for Special Olympics. All proceeds go to Special Olympics. So hey, you know, it's your money's going to a good place because, like you'll hear Robin Roberts say, everybody deserves to have a chance to play. Everybody deserves to be.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that because I don't see some people that should probably do something else. But go ahead. So are we saying play in the form of just play something?
Yes, everybody has a chance to be included. And this is great.
You probably need to get a piano lesson because this ain't it for you. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Don't sing it, Brian. You don't seen it, Brian. Be like, baby, you have no athletic bone in your body.
Oh, I understand.
Just go get a piano. Listen.
Well, there's more to the quote.
Too much with a piano.
There's more to the quote because it's not just play. Like, she understands not everybody can be a college athlete. Not everybody should be a pro.
It don't have nothing to do with being a college athlete. Yeah, I seen plenty of dudes out playing at pickup that didn't make it and they ain't going to the college.
There's been plenty Look, we seen some women's players that shouldn't have been on it.
And then that's that. So sometimes you just ain't athletic. And I know you love, you know, sports and you just be like,
be a referee or something.
I don't know.
But anyway, no, it's a great cause. It's a great time. I'm not expecting everyone to be able to watch all 24 hours, but if you follow along on the social media platforms, you will see who's coming up next because your boy is in charge of putting out different social media posts on who's coming up and what time this person's coming up, you know, things like that. So you'll see who's been what, where, and why. And if you want to tune in, that'll be great. And just like last year, we're hoping that every hour the total of donations increases. And it just so happened that every hour we got more money last year. So hopefully that same thing happens this year. But yeah, great time.
Beautiful hours.
Nothing but me. All for Special Olympics. Next, just to partly transition, I want to kind of give a little bit about Doctor Strange. I thought it was really good. I give it a solid A. I know the cinema score on it, I saw this weekend, came out was a B+. I give it a solid A for me. I thought it did well too. Now it was already 2.5 hours. It probably could have gone another 30 minutes to, but they're holding true to their word. If you don't watch the TV shows and all that stuff on Disney Plus, you're not going to understand every movie because
some of the stuff that's happening.
Yeah, because you're not going to understand why this movie came out and Wanda is gone rogue from the jump. You're not going to understand why she's got so much grief. You're not going to understand that if you don't watch
the TV. This is a spoiler alert. I guess you probably need it. Said she gone rogue. Spoiler alert.
Well, this will go out on Monday, so the embargo will be lifted on spoilers. Wanda, Wanda grieving, folks. She's still grieving from the events of WandaVision, that where she lost, you know, basically Vision again, lost her children that she created. So she's out there trying to find a way to.
True, jump. She created that's a mess.
She's out there trying to find a way to get into the multiverse. She's reading that Darkhold book. She's trying to find a way to get into the multiverse to find her children. So the movie kicks off with Doctor Strange having dreams. And he's dreaming of himself with a little girl. And they're jumping through portals, going through all these look like they're in the dark dimension. And they're trying to get after this book. And here, the book's name is called The Book of Ashanti. It's not the Darkhold. It's another book. It's the Book of Ashanti. Just like the evil book, the evil witch and the good witch in Oz and the Wizard of Oz. It's just the evil book and the good book. They're being chased by this monster. Now, he wakes up from his dream. He's going about his day. He's going to the wedding of Christine, his lover from the first Doctor Strange movie. She is marrying a man who is a 150% a Doctor Strange fan. I mean, he just a crazy mad fan, loves Doctor Strange. So the fact that he's at the wedding, the groom is just all about. Which, you know, there's a lot of funny moments that happen at the wedding. You know, Doctor Strange turns Christine's glass of water into wine and all this, you know, sacrilegious, but whatever. But no, during the wedding, after the wedding, they're at the little celebration and everything, and there's this monster that's terrorizing downtown New York. Well, Doctor Strange gets into his get up and he goes down to investigate. He sees the same girl from the dreams being chased by a monster. And he goes out to help her. Wong shows up through a portal. They're both out there helping. Now, remember, Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme now because Doctor Strange blipped for 5 years. You find that out in Spider-Man No Way Home, for anybody that hadn't seen that movie. So they're out there. They're both going after the monster. They finally get rid of the monster and save the girl and find out that this girl, her name is America Chavez, same girl from Doctor Strange's dreams, and her ability is to open up portals and go through different multiverses, but she don't know how to control her powers. She only can open up a portal when she gets scared. So she got scared, opened up a portal, and wound up in our Earth. We find out that our Earth is Earth 616. So that's, you know, that rolls with the where the comics are. So we're Earth 616. So they take her to Carmitage, which is where all the sorcerers are out there, sorcerers in training, all of that. So Sorry, I got a little bit of a cold. I got to wet my whistle a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
So they take her to Carmitage and they try to figure out what to do with her. Well, they realize that there's some witchcraft involved in what's going on. So the only witch they know of is Wanda. You know, has witchcraft powers. So Dr. Strange goes to visit. He sees that she's living out on this beautiful beautiful acreage and got trees and stuff growing all around. Come to find out that's all an illusion. She has done made up this whole situation again.
Another one.
Yes, but it's nobody's involved. She not hurting anybody here. She just out there on her own. And she actually mentions America Chavez by name when Dr. Strange is talking about her. And she said, why don't you bring America here? And then she kind of stops herself and is like, you never told me her name, did you? So it's Wanda who is manifesting these monsters, chasing this girl through these multiverses. So she's trying to bring her
to her, where she is.
And she's going to try and take her powers so she can hop multiverses.
Okay, look, don't tell everything, Brian.
I'm not. So, I'm fixing to skip.
Because I don't. You're telling all the spoilers.
Yes.
So get to the crazy part. Where does all fall apart?
So we get to a point where America gets scared again. Oh, because Wanda obviously comes to Carmitage trying to get America. America gets scared again. Her and Doctor Strange fall through a portal, and they end up in Earth 838. Now, Earth 838 is thriving. It's got beautiful. It's everything is beautiful. Everything is great. Well, they go to what's the name of his house? I can't think of. It's on Bleecker Street. The Sanctum. They go to the Sanctum of 838 because you know it stands to reason if there's a Doctor Strange on every universe, then they need to go see the Doctor Strange of that universe. Well, the Doctor Strange of this universe, or the one who is living at the Sanctum, is Mordo from the first Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's not that same one, but they basically are the same person, just different. So, come to find out, the Doctor Strange of that universe...
Well, if you watch, like you said, if you watched Loki, you will know how that worked. Go ahead.
Right. So, yeah, and they tie in all that. It's beautiful. So he brings them... Well, actually, he's talking to them, and they're explaining to them how they got there. And while he's talking to them, he basically puts them to sleep with a little potion and the tea they're drinking. So they fall asleep and wake up, and they're in a prison. Well, this is where in the trailer you see, and he comes in and says, the Illuminati will see you now. So they bring Dr. Strange in to see the Illuminati. The Illuminati is Professor X with the green suit and the yellow hover car. We got Black Bolt from the Inhumans, the one that can speak and ignite a big pulse and, you know, take anything out. He never really speaks, but only to attack. So, and it's Black Bolt. It's the guy that plays Black Bolt from the Inhumans TV show that was short-lived on ABC. For anyone that watched that, it's the same actor. Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four, played by John Krasinski. And then, let's see, who else? Captain Carter. From Peggy Carter, who obviously is taking the serum in this reality. And Maria Rambeau, not Monica for anyone. She's not the daughter. We're talking about the mother.
Because I was bringing that up. Yeah.
Right. This is friend of Captain Marvel in our reality. This is Maria. She's the one who absorbed the stone and became Captain Marvel. So just like our Avengers were pretty arrogant about themselves, this Illuminati is very arrogant. They have no, because Doctor Strange is trying to warn them that, you know, Wanda is coming. She's going to come. She's trying to get this girl. Y'all need to do something. Well, their Wanda Maximoff is you know, has the powers or whatever. I would assume we never see that, but that she's living her life. She's got her two boys and everything is great. So they don't think nothing about that. They think they can handle this just fine. Because come to find out, they're Doctor Strange in this real in 838 read the Darkhold. So he got corrupted. And they took him out, the Illuminati. That Black Bolt, you know, did his little thing mm-hmm. where he speaks and takes that Doctor Strange out. So, like I said, just like our Avengers got kind of arrogant about things, they're very arrogant. They don't think they have any problem with Wanda coming in. Well, she comes in and she wipes out all of them. And
oh, well.
Yeah, she takes them all out. So all the cameos, short-lived.
You got to say.
So, yeah. Yeah, so all those great cameos were short. Hopefully we get to see more of that, you know, because I'll just kind of skip ahead. So basically what happens is, you know, there's a bunch of big fights and they're calling him Defender Strange that was in Doctor Strange's dream at the end of the movie with America from his universe. Mm-hmm. He's trying to help America. He dies. Well, his body comes through the portal with America to our universe. They bury him in our universe. So when our Doctor Strange gets separated from America in 838 in that new universe that we found out with the Illuminati, he gets mm-hmm. separated from her because Wanda takes America and kind of ships him through one of her portals. And
oh, Wanda, I was so hoping she would not be a bad person.
Well, she, and it's not her. She has done taken over the body of the Wanda from the 838. So there's a bunch of dreamwalking going on. And so that's what they're calling it. She's taking over the body of the 838 Wanda.
So she's moving through verses.
Basically. So...
America, hold on, what's the word metaverse mean?
Dr. Strange and Christine from 838, because I didn't tell you this, Christine is a big time doctor in 838. She was actually in charge of the prison, the little cubes that everything that Dr. Strange and America were put in before they met the Illuminati. And she has Ultron bots helping her. So Christine from 838 and our Dr. Strange get shipped to this other dimension that's like it's been torn apart. The only person that looks like this living in this universe is that Doctor Strange, which has been corrupted by the Darkhold. He's got a third eye and he's just an evil guy. So him and our Doctor Strange battle, our Doctor Strange wins. He gets the Darkhold because he thinks that's the only way that he's gonna be able to beat Wanda. Well, you know, we find out, and if you've watched Doctor Strange, you know he has a photographic memory. So he's reading that Darkhold like that. He's got it all memorized, and he's mm-hmm. working his magic. He dreamwalks with the dead body from the Defender Strange at the beginning of the movie that they buried in our universe. He dreamwalks with that Defender Strange to go to the mountain where Wanda has America trapped, because there's this big mountain that supposedly has all the Darkhold written on it. And there's basically a shrine to the Scarlet Witch up there. So she's got America up there. They got all the Darkhold everywhere. And he goes in the dead body, though basically like a walking zombie from the What If comics, from the What If show. He goes mm-hmm. up there with this dead body, and he's dreamwalking, and he fights off, and he realizes, or him and Wong both get to a point, because Wong is there, because that's how Wanda got there. She used Wong's portals and then disposed of him. She thought he was dead, but he was just hanging down the mountain. So they go down, they go to fighting off Wanda, and so it comes to a point where they think the only way to beat Wanda is for Doctor Strange to take America's powers and use them against Wanda. Well, Doctor Strange makes a different choice. he explains to America, you use your powers. You can control them. I know you don't think you can, but you can control them and you take. So she uses her powers to take Wanda to the house where 838's Wanda is and with her children. And Wanda goes in there and she knocks out that 838 Wanda. And she goes over to her children. Well, her children are scared to death because they don't know who this is. She's in her Scarlet Witch get up. They're scared of her. They're petrified. And she just loses it. She sits down on her knees and she just realizes at that point that it doesn't matter if she takes these children or not. They're never going to see her as their mother. They're never going to love her that way. And the Wanda from 838 gets up and she walks over to her and she puts her hand. You see this in the trailer. She walks over to her. She puts her hand on her cheek and she said, just know that they will be loved. And our Wanda just breaks down crying and basically, because that was her way of letting her know, you know, these aren't yours, but they're mine and I'm going to take care of them and they're going to be loved and thank you, you know, because she's now been brainwashed. I mean, she's seen that our Wanda created. I mean, obviously she's been in her brain, so she's seen all of her thoughts. So she knows that I wanted to create these children, and you know, that's what we're led to believe. Mm-hmm. But so that's how, I mean, basically Wanda realizes at that point she's kind of doomed to not have.
So Wanda is the bad person in this.
Mm-hmm.
The villain, not I guess for this.
Yeah, I mean, just like any other villain in Marvel, you know, they have a good quality or they have a good reason for doing what they're doing. They just go about it the wrong way. So Wanda basically ends the movie by saying, I guess since I opened the Darkhold, I have to be the one to close it. Yeah, because there's a shrine to you with the Darkhold written all over it. Yeah, you definitely are in charge of it. So she wipes out every Darkhold in every universe. And the way she finishes it, she brings down the mountain on top of herself. Now, you're led to believe that she died. But we don't see her die. And at the end, when the mountain is falling down, there's this pink mist that kind of shoots out like her powers are being used. So, you know, she's going to come back. So that's how they end. America Chavez is now kind of like a sorcerer in training. She's at Carmitage with the rest of the sorcerers, and they're training her just like they would any other sorcerer. Doctor Strange in the mid-credit scene is walking down the street and he gets somebody hollers. So Doctor Strange turns around and it's Charlize Theron playing Clea. She's done opened up a portal and she said, hey, you caused an incursion. Are you going to help me fix it? So he gets his little get up on and that's when we see he has the third eye. He has, and since he's been corrupted by the Darkhold, so he's got a third eye now, but clearly his is going to be a good, he's not going to be evil like that Doctor Strange was, we hope. But they go off into this portal to save that dimension. And in the comics, Clea winds up being a love interest of his, so I'm sure that's where they'll take that. But yeah, I mean, the action starts from the literal jump, the beginning of the movie, and it don't stop.
So, yeah.
Questions? Look, questions, calls, concerns.
No, I don't want no questions. I can't wait to see it. Will this come to Disney Plus at some point?
Oh, yeah, it will. It's going to be in the theater for a while, probably about.
Right.
Probably about the end of the summer, maybe.
And then throw them a run through and all that, and they'll be like, okay, that's enough of that. We'll release it. I'm sure they'll charge $19.99, though, like, in July or something. You know they try to make that quick little book.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to do that again after Black Widow.
They might not do that. Oh, okay.
Black Widow sued them and won, so.
Oh, okay. But they could have known. They would know now to put it in the contract. So it wouldn't be a problem if they did it again, but that's in a person's contract.
Yes.
You would think. Anyway. So What is your favorite origin story of the Marvels? I mean, I guess DC is fine too.
I don't know. I think, honestly.
Well, one of them, right? You ain't got to be the absolute.
I think it's between Doctor Strange, Black Panther, and Captain Marvel. I think I liked all three of those.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. Right now, mine is Moon Knight.
Ooh, okay, yeah, I didn't think about TV shows. Yes, Moon Knight. That's there.
I ain't watched episode 6 yet, which, Lord willing, today I'll get that one out. As I got through episode 5, I was like, this might be the best origin story that I've seen. Probably since Batman, when they finally found a good Batman re-entry to, you know, give us an origin for him. I was just like, what? That's how you came up with Steven? And that's why you came up with, like, that whole thing was, I was like, this is brilliant. Yes. And I feel like I'm going to be sad when episode 6 is over.
Oh, listen, you're going to enjoy it. Because, you know, just like everything in Marvel, it's continuing to the next thing.
So I was just like, so right now, that's mine. And I've enjoyed, seeing how Captain America was born, well, you know, created and all. And I didn't feel like Black Panther had an origin story. You count on when his daddy get killed and he just pop up and be the little Black Panther? Or you,
I guess because I'm blending what happened in Civil War, because obviously that's where he becomes Black Panther because his daddy dies.
Right. And yeah, they probably need to do an origin story of the Black Panther. Not necessarily the one that we met at the beginning, but just how it was formed, the Black Panther came to be, and they find the all the stuff, the metal. That what's his name wanted to steal the metal that they do all the special metal that's in Wakanda.
Oh, the vibranium.
Yeah, the vibranium. I feel like they can do a Black Panther origin story. And they don't have to be around Chadwick at all, because there were Black Panthers before him. But right now Moon Knight is mine. I've enjoyed interestingly, I thought I wasn't gonna like it just from the trailers, but I've enjoyed every episode of
that. That's what I was about to say. You were very adamant that you didn't think you were gonna like it at all, just judging.
Yeah, I did not. I was thinking it was gonna be like a scary movie stuff. You know, I don't like horror movies and stuff, but it's far from that.
Right.
And this man need a I would give him a Timmy if I had my awards out.
He a Timmy, one. Yes, a Timmy.
Mhm. He sure would, because he sure Oscar, played that split person. This social identity disorder.
Oscar Isaac, like, is the perfect casting for this. God, he's good.
And I didn't realize Oscar was in. Not was it Now You See Me? He was in something. I was like, Lord. I'm just now recognizing you after you had this good role in Moon Knight. I'm sure that man been in a whole bunch of stuff.
Now, I'm not gonna spoil nothing for you, but just know that, because they've been kind of hinting at it, but just know he plays three different characters. He can play three.
They gave
opposite different.
Steven
characters.
Died. I was sad a little bit. I was like, oh, I like the British accent in Steve. I mean, I think that's his regular voice, and he changes his voice for his American.
Oh, and I didn't talk about this in the Doctor Strange review, but the dream walking is apparently our version of, like, supposedly if we're dreaming, we're seeing ourselves in different universes. That's what they're telling you when you dream.
That's what they're saying that means.
Yes, in America,
well, that's interesting.
America Chavez is the only one of her kind because she doesn't dream. So there's no other America Chavez than the multiverse. I thought about that because
I'm not always in them.
You thought about
it. Are you always in yours?
No, that's the, yeah, so that didn't work out for us. Yeah. But I thought you're talking about Moon Knight. Let me think of that. Because in Moon Knight, we see what I guess our kind of ancestral plane would be. Like the Black Panther ancestral plane is they're by the trees and they're all panthers.
Oh, you mean when he was in the...
So we're led to believe, and I've been kind of listening to, you know, all these YouTube people talk, and mm-hmm. we're led to believe that that's kind of what our ancestral plane would be after we pass. And, you know, that's kind of what maybe Tony Stark went through after he died. So,
well, maybe. I know what's funny is the hippopotamus.
Oh, Lord. Yes. Yeah. She is actually some kind of Egyptian god. I don't know her name. But
yeah, she said whatever her name was, but it's funny. She dressed up in Egyptian.
That's the cool thing about Steven. Steven is good for Mark because Steven knows so much about Egyptian, you know, folklore and all that.
Yeah, Mark does too, because Mark's Steven. So, don't do that. Don't do that. The scales have been balanced. Mark and Steven,
he's
okay.
Yes, they have. Yes. We have rectified the fact that Mark get beat, and he's fine now. He's okay.
That was crazy. The mom lost her mind that bad where she took all of that out because the youngest son didn't make it.
Yep.
Come on, man. But yes, it was brilliant. It was well written. You didn't know where they was going, and then when you got there, it was like, this is beautiful. Anyway, this again for now is my favorite origin story of how Moon Knight has come to be.
Well,
but maybe come down the road a bit. Well, the only thing is, what are we? So Boston may be better than I thought, but they're not as good as I feel like some people was acting like. They still a young team.
They had every chance in the world to win yesterday.
They did. What do you think about the 3-point shot that they called the foul on the screen? When he go over the screen and he act like he was finna go into the shooting motion, but they told him it was a 2-point, but that he got fouled before he.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think Marcus Smart.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I just.
Okay.
I hate to talk about officials, but I know not just in that game, but they had a game. The WNBA opened up its season this weekend, and there was mm-hmm. a foul called in the Chicago LA game where literally mm-hmm. they show you in the replay. And they go and they look at it, and they still let it be called a foul. But they show you the replay where Dana Evans from Chicago ducks under and never even touches the shooter, never even grazes her. And they called mm-hmm. a foul and gave her 3 shots, and they tied it, went to overtime, and LA wound up winning. I don't know.
So that's a case of people, humans, don't want to be wrong?
That's the problem.
And so they go see what they want to see, and that should be a different person. It shouldn't be the people that call the play. It should be another official right. on the sideline.
There should be somebody over there.
That was an error.
Like they do in the right. NFL where they call.
That should be called by somebody else because once you're human, like that's just human. You don't want to be wrong. You get over there. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody else like, what are you talking about? Where? What are you seeing? So they probably need to do that. Have a unbiased official do those replays, and it feel like it wouldn't take so long, because then they start congregating and talking about it. Be like, look, you missed the call. He was in the act of shooting. Now I don't know what the NBA's rules are on continuation, because sometimes it seems like guys take another step or two and shoot, and they be like, oh, that's a continuation. But then on that, when he flung his arm up like he was going to shoot, well, it could have, he might have been shooting. You can't assume that he wasn't shooting. And so he might should have been shooting three free throws.
Right.
So it's all, it's, you know, they need to get a fourth official out there.
Yeah.
They probably like, T, you trying to spend our money. We have
they
to
got
pay
it. In the NBA, they got it.
Right. So that I wanted to be said. Which you, was this the series that you said you thought was going to be tight?
No.
Memphis got beat up.
Because the one that I thought was going to be tight probably just took a big hit yesterday with Ja Morant getting hurt. I thought Memphis and Golden State, I thought had a chance to beat.
Yeah, I just thought they was too young. Besides Ja getting hurt, just how, you know, just the playoffs, and when you scoring stuff, the dancing, like, this ain't time for that. You can do that in the regular season. I don't care for it then either, like you've never shot or never seen anybody. Even Steph Curry with the antics, like, after three. I'm just like, yeah. I mean, you know you can do it. We've seen you hit all kinds of shots. Why all these antics? Like, it's not good for these young kids that see you and want to do it and be like, look, you're not Steph Curry.
Memphis is one more score and some growth away. They need one more score and some growth.
They need that pain of losing this series, and Minnesota couldn't give them.
Because
all the mistakes they made in Minnesota, they can't do all that. Hope we come back from down 20 and all that.
This is going to help them. That, like you said, losing is going to help them, because I know I'm a pretty avid NBA, you know, basketball fan in general, and I couldn't have told you that they were fixing to make the run they did to get where they are at the end of the season. So I'm pretty sure not too many other people had them going this far. So take this, be excited that you got this far, see that the future is bright. If you can stay together, stay together, get you another score, and Memphis could be doing something in another year.
Yeah, so that series, the Suns, and I thought that Dallas was better than they are, but they're not.
No.
Dallas is not. And so Phoenix probably finished them off in five. Who else playing? But who else on the East? Oh, Philly series kind of been boring.
Yeah, because they just two defensive teams. I mean, James Harden has been the offensive explosion that they traded.
Hot garbage.
That trade has been even 50-50, because Ben Simmons literally
got back for
Brooklyn, and then James has done nothing for Philly. So.
Well, I mean, you look into the future. Did James sign an extension before he left the Nets?
I don't know. I don't think so. Because
I sure wouldn't give him one with this kind of performance. I'd be like, you need to take your last year, and we'll offer you an extension after that. Because this right here, this not showing up in the playoffs, ain't it?
Nope.
Y'all just had that same thing. They said he shot like once or something in the fourth quarter, or 10 shots in the second half. I was like, y'all was just complaining about Ben Simmons. Now y'all got another lefty doing the same thing, not showing up when y'all need it.
Exactly.
Offensively. So, way to go. You think what's his name? Gonna survive the Nets? He probably should have never had the job, but he had it. So you think he's gonna get fired? Because he definitely ain't ready to be coaching them.
I hope so. I mean, hopefully they just let him walk.
I'm cheering for us to get the Milwaukee assistant.
Darvin Ham. Yeah, and by us, if you're new to us, if you're new, then hey, where you been?
You don't know.
About us, T is referring to her like this.
Yeah, if you don't know, we shouldn't even have to discuss this. Yes. So Darvin Ham, and if not, I'll just be like, give Phil Hannity a chance.
Yeah.
Because he said he ready to take the step. And he been around winning teams. He was with Warriors when they won. He was with Lakers when they won that last one. He know a winning atmosphere and what it takes. And he well respected by all the players across the league.
Yes. Well.
So yeah, that's all I had to say about that. And happy Mother's Day, y'all. I hope y'all did something good for your mothers.
Yes, I'm actually about to go out here, get ready. We cooking breakfast. My mom, my grandmother, and my sister are going to brunch. Mm. They're going off and having brunch together. And me and dad and my brother-in-law will be babysitting and eating breakfast food. Probably swimming or something.
Oh, that's y'all first gift is to take care of the kids while they go have fun.
That would be it. So,
okay. Are y'all cooking dinner?
Yes. And my diet.
Oh, this don't sound good.
My diet is back on.
This ain't
people.
Which one you on?
Speaking of my nieces, diet is back on. I went to show a birthday video that I had created for one of my nieces. Got a birthday coming up this week. And of course, I pull up the Apple TV, and it has, you know, when you pull up the photo app, it shows all the photos that are on my phone. But one of the photos is this cartoon character of a really, really heavy set man in a Spider-Man costume with his belly hanging out and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't see the man's face, it's covered up by the Spider-Man costume, the mask. My niece walks
not one of the kids
room
said this, that
and hollers out. Look at Bubba in the Spider-Man suit.
Oh, Lord Jesus, keep me near the cross.
So, yes. And then, of course, my other niece walks in. And they both were going back and forth talking about, look at Bubba, look at Bubba.
They swore that too. Lord have mercy.
So, I strongly dislike children right now.
We love the kids. We love the kids. You know they're going to tell the truth.
Diet is back on, people.
What kind you eating? What diet? So Brian is using the word diet incorrectly. What modifications are you making to your diet? If you're eating something, it's a diet. We're all on a diet. So when people say that, it's like, oh, people make the assumption that you're trying to lose weight. But we all on a diet. What restrictions are you making to your diet so that you can lose
weight? Yes, let me rephrase. Modifications to my diet have begun. I gotta do something. Really, it's more about exercising. I'm thinking about exercising better. I don't do that enough.
Yeah, you were going in the morning and doing the.
Yes, I need to get back to that.
And, yeah, but I ain't heard you say that in a minute.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, yeah, in all seriousness, I need to get back to that because I was feeling really good when I was doing that. But yes, 24 hours, NBN.com. All we're asking for everyone, if they just want to give one penny for every free throw shot that Devin makes, that's $24. If everyone could just give $24, that we'll be well on our way.
But, I need David to share. That's all I want for Christmas. That's what I want for my
sure,
show.
Sure
I'm going to send it to you.
Look, I'll be sure to let her know that you sent it. And then she can shout you out during the 24 hours marathon. May
14th. Every year I say this.
May 14th and 15th, people on Facebook and YouTube. Follow us at 24 Hours NBN. Yes, and get that money. Give me that look. Let me see that paper.
Yeah, maybe I can win this Disney trip. That ain't why I'm giving, but.
Yeah, see, and there's incentives. There's incentives to give. But as always.
Drive down the street.
As always, I am one of your hosts. Oh, next week. No podcast unless we record later on next week because I'll be flying back Monday. But, yeah. So unless we can find a time later on the following week, we may not have a show. But, you know, you never know what happens. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
C. Happy Mother's Day, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show Podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.